failed to mention this, remember Brother Maggert, he travels today. I know he wants to be with us, but let's remember him in our prayers. All right, our Sunday school lessons. Background study comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Are there any announcements before we go to class? If not, let's go to Sunday school.
The title of our lesson today is Up a Tree. And Brother Gimme read the opening background study of Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 6. Our lesson text takes up with Luke chapter 19, verses 7 through 11. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. Now, if you read over in the Sunday school book here on the next page, on the page 13, it talks about Zacchaeus being a tax collector, a publican, which was a tax collector. And apparently the way that this worked was, and you know that the Romans had taken control of the Israelites, of their land, and they were under Roman rule. The Jews were under Roman rule. And in order to support the Roman Empire, the Romans collected taxes from the Jews. And the way they did that was they had Jewish people who would go about collecting these taxes. And it would be, I guess, somewhat similar today if a foreign country invaded our country and they chose some Americans to be tax collectors for that foreign country. That person, that American that was collecting those taxes would be pretty much despised, because they would be collecting those taxes for that foreign country. And that was the case here. Zacchaeus was one of these people that was collecting taxes for the Romans. And apparently, from what our Sunday school writer says, that the way they supported themselves was anything over what the Roman government said they had to collect as a tax, they got to keep. So that would pretty much add insult to injury. The point being there that tax collectors, publicans, were pretty well despised by the Jews because of what they did. So as we read about Zacchaeus here, it says in the devotion background study that he was chief among the publicans. He wasn't just an ordinary tax collector. He was high up. He was chief, it says. And it also says he was rich. So we know how that he got rich was by taking the money from the other Israelites. So having said all that is why we see here in the seventh verse that he's saying that he was guest with a man that is a sinner, because they looked upon Zacchaeus in a very poor light. And as I studied this, I had to stop and think. I believe that is why we have this in the Bible. And I'll get on to that here in just a minute. But we see in the eighth verse, it says, And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Zacchaeus here is referring to some passages in the Old Testament that where they were commanded, it's in Psalms, that blessed is the man that has mercy upon the poor. That is, the Israelites were commanded to take care of the poor people. And I don't think there's any difference in us today that we are, as God's children, commanded to be merciful and poor. If we see someone that is in need, it's our responsibility, it's our duty to take care of those people. And I don't want to get too far off onto that because I want to stick with our lesson here today. But Zacchaeus is saying that he's done that he's looked around and he's found poor people and he's supported those poor people. And then he goes on to say here, if I have taken anything from any man by false accusations, I restore him fourfold. Now, if I'm accurate in what I believe Zacchaeus has done here, he's come under conviction. He's looked at the things that he's done, how he's gained his wealth and how he's led his life. And I believe he's come under conviction because I think he's seeking something. He's looked around and he's a wealthy man. He's done well in his finances. But he's realized something's missing. He's got a spiritual need that's not been fulfilled. And he has heard that this man Jesus is coming through town. And I would suspect that they knew that he was going to Jerusalem. And so Zacchaeus wants to meet this man. He recognizes there's something there that he needs. He's hungering for something. And so he has evidently been studying the Old Testament. He knows the commandments. He knows to support the poor. He knows to restore, it says fourfold here, when he's done someone wrong. He knows these things. And so then he wants to meet Jesus. He wants to see Jesus. He knows great things are coming on. But he can't get up to him as our devotional background studies because there are a lot of people that are wanting to see Jesus. And he's kind of a short man. So he runs ahead. He plans. He thinks. He devises a way to see Jesus. And he's got determination. And I think that's what we as God's people today need to look upon. The lost, they need to have determination. We need to encourage them to have determination, to not give up, to keep seeking, to make a way. And I've heard people's testimonies before when they said that they tried everything. They tried works. They tried praying different prayers. And I can remember when I was lost, and I prayed a lot of different prayers, and I thought I was doing everything, that I was giving up everything up to God, and I was surrendering all, and that's what people were telling me, don't give up. And it seemed like I just kept on trying, but I wasn't getting through, and I didn't know what was going on, why I wasn't getting saved. And I came to realize later on that the problem was I wasn't entirely giving up. I wasn't entirely realizing that there was nothing good about me. But the point is, I kept trying. I kept praying to God. I didn't give up. And I think that's what Zacchaeus did. He didn't give up. He wanted to meet Jesus. He wanted to see him. And he ran into this crowd of people. He couldn't get through. But he didn't give up. He didn't just turn around and go back home and say, well, I did everything I could. He went ahead and he climbed that tree. He made a way. And that's what the lost sinner has to do today. And that's how we have to encourage them to not give up, to keep trying, to don't get discouraged, to look at what hasn't worked and go a different direction. You know, if you've tried things time after time and they failed, don't give up, but try it a different way. Because that's what Zacchaeus did. There was no way he could get through that crowd, but he tried it a different way, and that worked for him. So we only have a few words here from Zacchaeus, and those words are an acknowledgement that he has an understanding of what the Old Testament has taught, and he has followed those things. And I think that what we have here is there's more than was recorded there, but we have enough recorded to have an understanding of what transpired. I believe that here, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. that I don't know if it was at that point that the Lord saved his soul, but I believe the Lord saved his soul at some point. But the Lord is making this announcement so that the people that are around about that are murmuring can understand, they can know, because the Lord could have saved Zacchaeus' soul. He didn't have to say a word. And only Zacchaeus and the Lord would have known that. But the Lord wanted other people to know. And I believe the reason that he... Well, let's read the 10th verse here. It says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And then in Matthew, he speaks about he didn't come to for the righteous, but rather for the sinner. He came to save the sinner. And the reason I believe that Zacchaeus, this was played out at this time, was that those Israelites could see that the Lord was capable and willing and desirous to save all men, even the what they viewed as the most vile, worthless person around. The Lord was there to save that person. And I think that that's what, and it's what he's saying here. He's come to seek and to save that which was lost. And it's a testament here, it's a revelation here to these people at this time and to us also, that no matter how vile the sinner, no matter how far they have sunk down, the Lord is able to save that person if they turn to the Lord in repentance, if they turn to the Lord and ask him to help them, to lead them, to guide them, because he said he's come to seek and save that which was lost. The Lord is looking for those people. He's desiring to find them. He's desiring to get in touch with them. We as his people today need to desire to lead those people here, to lead them to the Lord, whether it's here in this building or whether it's at our place of work, it's in a grocery store, it doesn't matter. The Lord's looking for those people. And I believe there are people out there just like Zacchaeus, sinful people that have done wrong, that recognize they've done wrong. They want to turn and get in touch with the Lord. They're looking for that. But we need to be able to be used by the Lord, because the Bible teaches us not to cast your pearls before swine. And I think that the reference there is that we're not to just strike out upon our own and pick somebody out and say, well, that person over there is a good candidate. Let me go over there and talk to that person. But rather to seek the ones, the Lord knows men's hearts. He knows when they are prepared, when they're ready, when they're in a position to hear the gospel, when they're in a position to understand and to desire that. The Lord knows. We don't know. We can't see. So we as his children that have been saved need to be prepared. We need to be close to God that he might use us and he might lead us. Because when that happens, good results will occur. Will receive a blessing. That person that's seeking the Lord is going to receive a blessing. Now, those people that were murmuring there, they weren't in the right place. They didn't understand. They wouldn't have been murmuring had they understood. We need to be careful, because we could end up in that position. We can end up as a murmuring people. God's people in the Old Testament many times did murmur. They turned and they hardened their hearts and they didn't listen and they questioned God and they tried to point out things that weren't right and why is it going this way. That's not the way that we ought to be. And if we're not on guard, if we're not careful, we will be that people. I'm just about done here. I've used up all my notes, and when you get to that point, it's a good time to wrap it up, because that's when I tend to go off in the wrong direction. So does anybody have any thoughts about this? I think we can learn both a lesson here from Zacchaeus. You know, you study it, you don't, not just a lesson for the lost, but a lesson for God's people also, to seek after God, not for the salvation of our souls, but to do his will, to not be hindered, because Satan is out there. He's putting a throng of people around the one that we need to get to. You know, it may not be a throng of evil people. It may just be anything that gets in between us and the Lord. we need to cut through all that to really desire above all things to get in touch, to see the Lord again. We've seen him once. We all have that have been saved. We've touched him. We've felt him, his presence. We need to be at that more often, be in his presence more often. That's what he wants. That's what the Lord is. It says here, he says to seek and to save that which was lost, but he also wants to have fellowship. The Bible says in Revelation that he stands at the door and knocks. He wants to sup with us, to commune with us, to talk to us. We need to want that as well. Okay, I'm done. Does anybody, any thoughts, any comments?
I think the text exactly is, don't put things in the way, stand in your way. I mean, if you got a crowd of people, climb a tree to get it before you can see it.
Yeah.
Make haste.
Make haste, yeah. The Bible says that Satan knows he has but a short time. If he knows it, we ought to know it as well. We ought to recognize that, because we do have a short time. And we're speaking of things eternal and spiritual versus things that are carnal and temporary, no matter how pleasing it might be to us in this life. The things on this world are not around for very much longer. If they're around, we won't be, so... That's the mindset we need to have, but it's difficult sometimes.
You mentioned that we shouldn't be a murmuring people, and I was just thinking in the Bible, you know, there was times when even after the Lord greatly blessed the people, they still murmur. Mm-hmm. They still weren't happy, you know, and we shouldn't be like that. Yeah. We should try not to be that way.
We should try not to be.
But we're only human, but we should try to do the best that we can.
Well, Lisa will tell you, I'm the worst about grumbling and griping.
Yeah, we
often. I do, I mean. But Bert's going over there, I don't know what you're talking about. Never happened to me. I know you haven't. I see that. Thank you all for coming today. I appreciate it. And let's keep the one that's stand before us and preach today. Let's pray the Lord to be with him and to be with us as a church as well. Remember the prayer request that was made in Sunday school this morning. If there's nothing else, I'll ask Brother Jimmy if he would to dismiss us.
Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the Sunday school lesson. We want to pray for this. We want you to go with us in 11 o'clock service. We will want us to stand. So we didn't guide and follow them. Each and every one of us will do everything that's pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I was trying to think if you were the right.